Today we celebrate the feast of the presentation of the Lord. That is a feast that doesn't move like the others to the Sunday, because it's celebrated after 40 days of the Nativity. And this year we have the grace to have it in Sunday. It happens every 7 years. This year we have that grace, and that is why the entrance was different. And we have those antiphons, beautiful antiphons, singing to the coming of the Messiah, acknowledging Jesus as the Lord who was presented in the temple. As I say, we celebrate the presentation of the Lord. When the child Jesus was taken by his parents to Jerusalem to be presented in the temple in accordance with the law of Moses. There in the temple, there were two very special people, Simeon and Anna, just and pious people whose hearts were full of expectant trust in the promises God made to Israel about his redemption. Together, they represent all who ever long for the coming of the Messiah, for the coming of the salvation to the people of Israel. They also represent us. And they challenge us to be able to be like them, to be able to identify Jesus among us, to be able to recognize in Jesus the means of salvation given by God to humanity. As with every other firstborn Jewish male born through the centuries, Jesus was consecrated to the Lord by an act of sacrifice and purification. But as we hear in the Gospel, we see that Jesus is quite unlike the many others who had been dedicated by this simple act of giving. In fact, Jesus is the very gift of God to humanity. Jesus is the one long promised through the words of Malachi and the prophets. As Malachi say, the one who will fill the temple with the very presence of God. In bringing Jesus to the temple, his parents, Joseph and Mary, bring this prophecy to fulfillment. The newborn child, the Father gift to creation, will in turn offer his whole life back to the Father in another sacrificial act of self-giving at the Calvary in the cross. When Simeon identifies Jesus as a revelation of God's glory, his words may call to mind to us a name, a title given to Jesus in an early part of the Gospel as Emmanuel. God is with us. But this is not just any divine revelation. This is our triune God who has fully revealed himself in the person of Jesus, taking on our human nature with all its trials and temptations, and making him a true light and hope for humanity. You have heard already about the year of the Jubilee and the invitation of the Pope to be pilgrims of hope. The center for that hope is the one that we are celebrating today. The reason of our hope is Jesus. He is the true light and the true hope for humanity. For us Christians, we are no longer dedicated according to the law of Moses. We are presented to the Lord a baptism by our own name. And through that grace of the sacrament, we catch up the identity and perfect sacrifice of Christ. The life we have been given by God is therefore to be presented back to God. Through loving and thankful service to God and to neighbors. That is the other big challenge for us today as we celebrate the presentation. We are called to present our life back to God as an offering. Through loving and thankful service to God and to our neighbors. We who live in Christ, one day will die in Him, sharing eternal life with Him forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.